Nick Meets Nobby by Felix Meyerhofer. Chapter 1, A Whimpering Cry. It was a gloomy morning as Nick Kincaid headed home. Nick had just finished his paper route and was breathing hard as he pedaled against the wind and rain. Thinking he heard a noise at the side of the road, he stopped to listen. There it was again! He got off his bike and made his way down a small hill to investigate. A whimpering cry led Nick to the base of a leafless tree. Lying on a pile of fallen leaves was a wet and exhausted dog. Carefully approaching, he quietly said, "Where did you come from, old dog?" Nick patted him on the head, and the dog gave him a weak lick. "I'd better get you to a warmer place," said Nick. He had trouble lifting the wet dog, but managed to carry him up the slippery slope. Trying to hold the dog on the one arm and controlling his bike with the other was a big problem, but he finally made it home. His parents heard him struggling to open a door. Running to help, they were surprised to see him carrying a dripping, wet dog. "Hold it," his mother said. "Let me get a towel before you get everything wet." As Nick dried the exhausted dog, she asked, "Where did he come from? Is he hurt?" "I found him down the road," answered Nick. "He doesn't seem to be hurt, just tired and hungry." "Set him by the fireplace while I get him something to eat," his mom said. Nick laid the dog on an old rug in front of the roaring fire. His mother brought a leftover hamburger patty that the dog instantly gobbled down. He then curled up like a soggy ball and was soon sound asleep. "Can we keep him?" Nick asked his father. "He must belong to someone," answered his dad. "We'll put an ad in the lost and found section of the newspaper, then contact the county animal shelter and see what happens." Nick stoked the fireplace all day to keep the dog warm. Late in the afternoon, the dog awakened from his deep sleep, yawned, and shook himself. Nick's mom carried in a bowl of stew. The dog devoured it as though he hadn't eaten in weeks. When he finished, Nick petted and brushed him down. He noticed the dog had a long, indifferent-looking tail with a knob on the end. The rain had stopped, and Nick took the dog outside. He tossed the frisbee into the air. Leaping high, the dog grabbed it in his mouth. "That's fantastic!" Nick exclaimed. Both the boy and dog had lots of fun and in no time became great friends. Chapter 2, The Talented Tale. The next morning, after delivering his newspapers, Nick left for school, which was directly across the street. He made sure the gate was closed so the dog couldn't follow. "I'll be back," he said to the sorrowful-looking dog who watched him through the chain-link fence. The school day seemed long for Nick, who was anxious to get home. When school let out, he raced to the street and looked in the direction of his house. There was a dog sitting in the same spot where he had left him that morning. The dog wagged his tail and jumped up and down when he saw Nick. They played for a few minutes before entering the house. He asked his mom, "Did Dad find out anything about the dog?" "He telephoned the animal shelter," she said, "and no one's reported the dog like that missing." "Then can we keep him?" he asked, looking hopeful. "We'll have to wait," answered his mom, knowing he was disappointed. "I'm sure he's been dumped," said Nick. When Nick went to school the next morning, the dog again waited behind the fence for his new master to return. In the afternoon, his ears perked up when he heard strains of band music coming from the school. The mailman, who hadn't delivered any mail the previous day, opened the gate to Nick's yard and was surprised by a dog barking and charging towards him. In his haste to escape, he didn't realize he had left the gate slightly ajar. Not able to resist the temptation, the dog pushed the gate open and crossed the street. Scampering down the sidewalk alongside the school, he found the room where the music was being played. Poking his head through the open door, he saw a man with a baton conducting a band and Nick in the back row playing the bass drum. Sneaking in, the dog crawled on his belly, unseen, reaching Nick just as the group stopped playing. "Dog!" exclaimed Nick, dropping his bass drum mallet in surprise when he saw him. "What are you doing here?" Just at that moment, the band director, Mr. Staff, gave a downbeat with his baton for the band to start playing. Nick hadn't had time to pick up his bass drum mallet, but without missing a beat, the dog began booming on the bass drum in perfect time with his strange-looking tail. The drummers couldn't stop laughing. Hearing the commotion, Mr. Staff stopped the band and asked, "What's going on back there?" Randy, one of the drummers, answered, Nick's dog is playing the bass drum with his tail. What dog? Exclaimed Mr. Staff as he heard to the back of the band. Dogs aren't allowed in the band room, he said, as he bent low to study the tail. The dog licked his face, catching Mr. Staff by surprise, causing the whole band to laugh. Can we keep him here as our mascot? Asked Randy. Nobby can be a part of our band, too. What did you call him? Asked Nick. Nobby, responded Randy. He was playing the bass drum, and with that knob on the end of his tail, it looks like a drumstick. So I think you should call him Nobby. What a great name, said Nick. Nobby it is, even though he's not officially my dog yet. Looking down at Nobby, Mr. Staff said to Nick, Your dog seems friendly. We'll give him a chance, but make sure he's kept on a leash. Nick and the entire band were excited to have Nobby as their mascot. Chapter 3, Nobby Finds a Home. As Nick and Randy were leaving school with Nobby on a rope, Randy said, I know that dog had to have been with the circus or carnival. I'll bet you're right, answered Nick. I sure would like to know where he came from. At the dinner table that evening, Nick's parents were astonished when he told them about Nobby playing the bass drum with his tail. It's been a few days since I put that ad in the newspaper, Nick's father said, but I still haven't heard a word from the animal shelter. The following week, Nick found out how close to the truth his friend Randy had been. An officer from the animal shelter telephoned Nick's father and said, The dog belonged to a man with an animal act. A judge sentenced him to a month in jail for being cruel to his animals, and then ordered that they be taken away from him. But before the dog was handed over to the animal shelter, he escaped. That's why he was in such terrible condition when I found him, exclaimed Nick. You're right, responded his father, but here's the good news. Once he gets his shots, the dog is yours. I can't believe it, yelled Nick as he excitedly hugged Nobby and said, You're mine now and forever. Nobby went to the band room every day wagging his tail. The band students loved him. One day, Nick decided to stay after school to practice his snare drum parts. Nobby hit the bass drum with his tail while he waited. Nick noticed that Nobby began playing a different rhythm on the bass drum other than his usual boom, boom. Moving over to the bass drum with a mallet, Nick imitated what Nobby had played. Nobby answered with something different. Then Nick answered back. The longer they played, the wilder the rhythms became. Wow, laughed Nick. From that day on, he and Nobby played the bass drum every chance they got. The school band was preparing for an important local parade and band review. They practiced marching up and down the field every day. Nobby stood tall alongside his master, Nick, who was keeping the band together with a steady marching beat on the bass drum. The dog loved following the drum major as she walked through the ranks, keeping the line straight. Nobby became the third in command after the drum major and Mr. Staff. Running past the trumpets, he let out a little yip if he saw a player out of step. You're doing a better job than I am, laughed Mr. Staff. Maybe you should be the band director. Nobby was like the sheepdog of the band, keeping his flock together. The band looked good, and the day before the parade, the students were given their uniforms. The Green Valley School Band was ready for the competition. Chapter 4, Nobby Gets His Vengeance. That night after dinner, Nick took Nobby to the school soccer game at the city park. Nick sat in the first row of bleachers next to the team, and Nobby laid between his legs to watch the game. It was a close game, and Nobby fidgeted constantly. As the game neared the end, the star player of Nick's school ran by, kicking the ball, trying to tie the score. Nobby jumped up and sprinted past the player, hit the ball down the field with his tail, chased it, then hit it again. The game came to a screeching halt. The coach went crazy. The crowd loved it and yelled for more. Mr. Tweet, the head referee, was not amused. He came over and personally escorted Nobby and Nick off the field. An excited Nobby bounded out the gate into the parking lot. Hearing two short whistles, Nobby came to a sudden halt. From his long period of training with whistle commands, Nobby obediently trotted to a man a short distance away. The stranger threw a choke chain around his neck. Nobby growled and tried to pull away, but he'd been trapped by his former owner. Looking for Nobby as he and the referee left the field, Nick was shocked to see a dark figure dragging Nobby towards a truck. "Nobby! Nobby!" Nick yelled as he ran towards them. The man dropped the dog's chain and raised his trainer stick to strike Nick. Nobby, seeing Nick was in danger, sprang through the air and with his weapon-like tail buckled the trainer's legs, causing him to fall backwards. Mr. Tweet couldn't believe his eyes. There was Nobby with his paws on the man's chest and a vicious growl coming from deep in his throat. "He was trying to take my dog," exclaimed Nick to the referee. "Call the police," Mr. Tweet yelled to the park security guard who had come to help. After the police arrived, they handcuffed the criminal and took him away. When the excitement died down, Mr. Tweet came up to Nick and said, "Nobby can attend the soccer games anytime. As far as I'm concerned, he's a real hero." Nick had quite a story to tell his parents when they arrived to pick him up. Chapter 5. Nobby is a winner. The following day was the big parade, and the weather was perfect. The sides of the street were lined with sitting and standing families. Vendors pushing carts sold ice cream and cold drinks to the hungry and thirsty spectators. From a distance, the sounds of music and the pulsating drums could be heard as the bands approached the judges' stand. The cheerful crowds and excited children waited enthusiastically for the bands to pass. Nobby strained at his leash held by Nick's dad walking alongside the Green Valley Band. He wanted to make sure the lines were straight, but the band didn't need his help this time. They looked magnificent and sounded even better. Band after band passed the judges' stand, and Mr. Staff and the Green Valley School Band were next in line to be judged. As they approached the judges' stand, Nobby saw pieces of wood flying through the air. There was Nick, helpless with a broken stub of the bass drum mallet in his hand. To Nick's father's surprise, Nobby jerked the leash from his hand and dashed in front of Nick. He began hitting the bass drum with his drumstick-like tail. Without missing a beat, they proudly walked past the judges' stand. The judges were very impressed with the appearance and sound of the group and were completely amazed by the drum-playing dog. At the conclusion of the parade, the judges held a short meeting, making the decision that a dog playing the bass drum was not against the rules. The official announcement was then made that the first-place trophy winner of the competition was the Green Valley School Band. An excited Mr. Staff called the band together after the victory and handed out first-place medals to everyone. There, standing at the end of the line, was Nobby. As Mr. Staff came up to him, he patted him on the head and said, "I've got one for you too, Nobby." Pulling out a collar-like ribbon with a medal attached, Mr. Staff said, "Since it was your bass drum playing that helped us win the trophy for us, we present you, Nobby, with this medal, making you an official member of our band." Nobby stepped out and proudly began prancing around, displaying the medal to the applause and cheers of the band. Nick's friend Randy said, "A dog that can catch a frisbee, play the bass drum, hit a soccer ball, and catch criminals deserves a medal." Nobby barked his approval and wagged his award-winning tail.